Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And Sam, I have to say, you look a little stressed today. What's the matter?
I just bought a lot of stuff, and now I'm worried I won't have enough money for the rest of the month.
Oh, no. Okay, well, honestly, that happens to me a lot, too. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm starting a plan to save more money and to spend less.
Okay, that's exactly what I need to do now.
Yes, and I think it's really important that, you know, we are smart and we learn how to save money because, you know, there's no point in earning a lot of money or, you know, working if you're not going to save it for other stuff in the future. Because I don't want to fall into debt so soon.
No. It's a lot of stress.
Yeah, it's a lot of stress when you spend too much money and you can't pay it off. That is a type of stress that you do not want. But, you know, luckily today in our translation article, we have a person called Sarah who spends a lot of money too. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can see what she's doing wrong and maybe learn from that. So let's take a look at our sentences and then we can also learn how to save money as well.
OK, 所以呢马上来看一下我们今天 Part A 的单句翻译。我们第一个翻译的呢就跟这个负债有关系了。他说呢莎拉 Sarah 呢以前花的比他能负担的还要多，这造成他陷入负债当中。
In English it says, Sarah used to spend more than she could afford, which caused her to fall into debt. OK, so here we are using the simple past tense. Okay, and we can learn a little bit more about this grammar point here.
Okay, 所以呢在我们这个句子当中他说 Sarah 呢以前花的比他能负担要多。那呢我们要描述过去发生的事情，所以在这个句子里面呢我们注意到时态我们是使用过去简单式。那在这边呢他说他以前怎么样，要表示以前怎么样，除了直接用过去简单式之外，我们这边可以使用这个文法，我们可以说呢 used to do something. Okay, 注意到这个 to 是不定词，我们后面加上的是原形动词 used to do something, 表示呢你过去经常做一些事情，或是你曾经做过这个事情，可以用来表示你的经验呢。比方说呢我们造一个例句，我们可以说呢Queen used to be very disorganized and often finished her work late, but now she is better at managing her time. Okay, Queen 呢以前做事情非常没有条理，而且经常迟交她的工作。 She used to be, okay, 她过去经常。那注意到呢我们这个用法不要跟另外一个用法，我们呢可以说 get used to, 或者是呢 be used to. OK, 这个用法呢是表示习惯于做某件事情。注意到这边的 to 是一个介系词，所以我们后面加上的是名词或是动名词。OK, 这个用法呢跟我们刚刚讲的 used to do something, 这两个用法长得非常像，千万不要混淆了。
Because when you get used to something or you get used to doing something, it means that something before was really difficult to do or very difficult for you to do. It was difficult for you to make it into a habit, but now after some practice or after some adjustments, it's something that you are okay with doing and it's something that you have made into a habit. So the two meanings are actually very, very different. I can show you an example. For example, if you are going to study abroad in the States, okay, for some people speaking in English all the time or even just getting used to the American culture may be very difficult at first. However, maybe after a few months of adjusting, you can get used to something or you can get used to doing something. Okay? For example, we can say, after moving to Spain, Joanna quickly got used to communicating in Spanish. So that means that before, when she first moved to Spain, it was difficult for her to speak in Spanish all the time. But after a few months, she's okay with speaking Spanish. So that's why she is used to it. We used get used to doing something or get used to something. We can also say be used to this. For example, I can say flight attendants are used to turbulence. Okay, it's the shaky part of the airplane. It's like when you're in the airplane and it starts to shake, that's called turbulence. Or you can say flight attendants are used to the changing of air pressure.
好，所以呢，看到我们前半段，我们知道以前的用法怎么样。那看到后半段，后半段呢，我们要翻译的是这个事情呢，造成他陷入负债当中。这边的句子呢，我们可以使用关系子句的这个补述用法，补述用法呢也叫做这个非限定的用法。我们呢在这边就可以使用关系代名词 which 呢后面加上一个子句来补述我们前面说明的这个句子。前面的句子就是莎拉以前花的比她能负债的还要多。那在这边我们的 which 呢补充说明，这个 which 就是代表我们前面句子所发生的事情。那注意到呢，我们这边是非限定的用法，所以 which 前面呢要加逗点，而且呢这个关系代名词我们不能够跟 that 来做代换。好，所以呢我们这边另外造一个句子来看看，我们可以呢说这个 Christine has asthma, which makes it hard for her to run or play sports. OK, Christine 呢有气喘，这让她很难跑步或运动。那注意到呢，我们这个 which 前面呢就有一个逗号，这个 which 呢就是非限定的用法，用来呢指这个前面这个子句所发生的事情。
Mm-hmm. So we learned here that, okay, we have a sentence in the beginning, then comma, and then we use which. Now, what did it cause her to do? It says, when you use the grammar point, cause somebody to do something, it usually means you cause someone to do kind of like a bad or negative thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So you kind of let something bad happen to that person. So for example, we can say, Kevin arrived at the gate late, and it caused his flight to be delayed by 20 minutes, okay? So you can see how it's a negative thing. It caused the flight to be delayed, so that's a negative way. And it's the same thing with Sarah. She spends more money than she can afford, and what happened to her? It caused her to fall into debt. Now, we know debt is when it's not really a good thing, and when you are in debt, it means that you don't have enough money. You basically have minus like $100 or minus $5 in your account or whatever money you have. And it means you cannot pay, you don't have enough money to cover that $5. So it's not good to be in debt, and it's not good to cause the plane to be delayed. So that's why we say cause somebody to do something. It usually means in a bad way.
OK, 所以呢我们看到这边后面呢，它造成它陷入负债当中 fall into debt. OK, debt 这个字呢就是指债，那如果你是负债的状态，你就可以说 in debt. OK, so Sarah spent too much. OK, so that makes her in debt.
That's right.
OK, pretty much like the situation I have.
Yes, I've been there before too. OK, let's try not to be like Sarah, guys. Let's take a look at our second sentence then.
好，我们看一下我们第二句。我们第二句呢，他说呢，只有当他戒除过度花费 overspending, OK, 戒除这个过度花费的习惯呢，他才终于还清债务。
In English it says, only when she broke the habit of overspending did she finally get out of debt. Okay, so there is a good ending to this. Luckily, she was smart enough to say, okay, I gotta stop spending a lot of money, and then now she is out of debt.
OK, 所以呢在这个句子呢我们继续延续前面的句子，继续在讲他过去发生的事情，所以呢一样我们使用过去简单式来描述过去发生的事情。那在我们前面的前半段的句子呢，我们说这个只有当他只有怎么样才能够怎么样，这个句型呢我们就可以使用 only, OK, only 至于这个句首来做倒装。那这个用法是怎么样呢？我们可以在 only 后面加上副词，比方说 then, later, 比方说我们可以说 only then, onlyLater, 只有什么之后，或者是呢我们可以加上副词子句 only when, only after, 只有在什么之后，只有在什么时候，或者是呢我们也可以加上这个介系词变语，比方说这个 only by, only in, 或者 only with 什么东西等等。 OK, 这个时候它就表示只有什么时候，或是只有发生什么样的状况，把这个状况限定下来，后面呢再加上说才发生了什么事情。那注意到我们在这个例句当中，我们是把这个只有怎么样我们放在句首，我们把 only 放在句首。当我们把它放在句首的时候呢，要注意到我们后方的这个子句呢必须要倒装。 OK, 比方说我们可以举一个例子，我们在倒装之前它的句子应该是 OK, you can go out with your friends only after you wash the dishes. OK, 只有在你洗完碗之后你才可以跟你的朋友出去。那如果我们把这个 only 只有怎么样放到句首的时候， only after you wash the dishes, can you go out with your friends? 注意到我们后面的子句呢，当我们 only 只有怎么样在句首的时候，我们后面的子句 can you, OK, 就必须要做一个倒装。
All right. So it says that only when she broke the habit of overspending, she got out of debt. Now, we saw the phrase here to break the habit, to break the habit of something. Okay. Now, when you have a bad habit and you want to stop it, we can use these phrases. We can use break the habit. We can use kick the habit.Drop the habit or get out of the habit of something. Okay, so you have something bad that you've been doing, you want to stop it, you can use these phrases. Now, for example, I can say, my dad likes to smoke, but he is trying to kick the habit. It means he's trying to stop smoking. You can also use the other phrases that I mentioned as well. You can say, my dad likes to smoke, but he wants to break the habit. Or I can also say, I always sleep really late and feel tired in the morning. Yep. I think that's both of us, right?
Yes.
So I want to get out of the habit of staying up late. So these phrases basically just means that, basically mean that you want to stop a bad pattern or you want to stop something that you've been doing and you know it's not good for you. You want to try to kick the habit, break the habit, or drop the habit, or get out of the habit of something.Okay. On the other hand, when you want to create a good pattern or you want to start some good habits, you can say you want to develop the habit of a noun, or you can develop the habit of doing something. Or you can also say cultivate the habit of, or form the habit of, or get into the habit of. These phrases means that you want to create good habits. So for example, we can say Sarah wants to get intoThe habit of positive thinking, or Sarah wants to form the habit of thinking positively. Okay, so you can use these different phrases and you can add a noun or a verb in the ing form after that.
OK, 所以呢不管是戒除一个什么样的习惯，或者是呢你想要培养一个什么样的习惯，在后面呢我们都可以加上 of, 再加上名词或是动名词来表示培养这个习惯或是戒除这样子的习惯。那呢 Sarah 呢他就戒除了这个过度花费的习惯哦，那后面他怎么样，他才终于还清了债务。在这边呢我们表示还清债务，我们使用这个 get out of debt。OK, 其他常见的用法呢除了 get 之外呢，我们也可以使用 keep out of debt, 或者是呢 stay out of debt。OK, 举例来讲呢，我们可以造一个例句 Will has managed to keep out of debt by spending very little and being responsible with his money. OK, 透过花这个非常少钱和掌管自己的收入， Will 呢已经成功的还清债务。那除了刚刚我们讲的这个keep out of debt, 或者是这个stay out of debt 之外呢，我们也可以搭配一些动词，比方说 repay, clear,或者是呢像是 settle, pay off 等等，这些动词呢都有偿还的意思，我们也可以使用这些动词来搭配。比方说我们刚刚讲的这个 Will, 他成功还清债务，我们也可以讲说 Will has cleared his debt. OK, 他已经还清了他的债务。
Or you can pay off your debt. So luckily I'm trying to pay off my debt and not create more debt. And I think that's something that we should also try to do.
Yes.
So if you do not have enough money to afford something, I guess it's a lesson learned here. Don't buy it or save your money until you have enough. Because if you borrow money from people and you owe people a lot of money...It's very stressful.
That's a lot of stress.
Yeah, it's very, very stressful. Yeah. So don't accumulate or don't, build up so much debt or money you owe to people.
Think twice before you buy it. You don't really need it.
That's a really, really good slogan. Think twice before you buy.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're a person that likes to buy things, remember that phrase, think twice before you buy. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with part B. We have more single sentences to take a look at.All right, welcome back to part B of our single sentences. We have another few sentences to take a look at, so let's take a look at it in Chinese then.
Okay, 所以呢，在 part B 我们要来看一下这个圣诞节相关的翻译了。
Yay!
OK， 所以呢，我们看到第一个句子要翻译，他说呢，虽然圣诞节在台湾不是一个国定假日，但是全台各地有各式各样的圣诞庆祝活动。
English says, although Christmas is not a public holiday in Taiwan, there are a variety of Christmas celebrations across the country.、
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. You know, when I first moved back to Taiwan,、mm-hmm. I was actually really confused and kind of sad、mm-hmm. because I couldn't see any signs of Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think this was, of course, you know, like about 10 years ago, or more years ago. Okay. So, for me, I was really sad because I was quite young、mm-hmm. and I was so used to having Christmas、in December. And then it was always a holiday I looked forward to because, you know, in the States, we have the day off.、
Yeah.
You can get presents,、
yes.
even though you're kind of old, but you still get presents. I remember I also spent a lot of time with my family and friends. Like、mm-hmm. I will always be with my friends. We'll always be playing or、mm-hmm. being outside in the snow. So coming back to Taiwan and not having all of that during December, during、mm-hmm. Christmas time, I was really, really confused.
Yeah. Yeah, even though now still it's not a holiday in Taiwan,、mm. but we have like lots of celebration.
Yeah.
Like in department store, everywhere. I think it's a bit commercial, not、uh-huh. quite very like the spirit of Christmas is、
right.
kind of different. But、still, it's quite nice to see all the lights and、
yeah.
all the things happening.
Exactly.
It's nice.
I think Christmas, you're supposed to see like, you know, you want to see like very magical things.、
Yeah.
So I think it is nice to see a little bit of like the Christmas spirit in Taiwan, even though maybe it might not be 100% authentic, but、
mm-hmm.
I think for a lot of people who move overseas to、mm-hmm. from wherever they're from, like Western countries to Taiwan, it's good that、Taiwan and a lot of Taiwanese people are trying to make the effort to、
mm-hmm.
participate in this holiday. So、
yeah.
we do see a little bit more Christmas spirit、
yes.
in Taiwan. So that's kind of good for us. Hopefully they can make it into a holiday.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
I really need this holiday.
I know. It's kind of hard, but then...、
Yeah.
Well, you know, Christmas is about miracles, so maybe a miracle happened during Christmas.
I really need this for you. OK, 好，所以呢，看我们句子哦，在台湾哦，他说这个圣诞节不是一个国定假日，但是呢，有很多各式各样的圣诞节庆祝活动。那虽然怎么样，但是怎么样，在英文里面呢，我们就可以使用 although 或者是呢 though 这些，它叫做从属连接词。OK, 我们可以使用这些从属连接词来造一个让步子句，表示这个虽然的意思。那它的位置呢，可以在句子当中，也可以在句首，但是呢，特别要注意的，我们中文很常讲，虽然怎么样，但是怎么样。注意到在英文里面呢 although 或是 though 等，我们千万不可以跟 but 来搭配使用，它有点像是我们说 because 或是 so OK 因为所以，在中文里面我们两个都会讲，但是在英文里面虽然但是我们只能选一个来讲。 OK, 我们可以造一个句子来看看，我们可以说呢，这个 although the weather is nice right now, I am going to bring an umbrella just in case it rains. 虽然现在天气很好，我还是呢要带把伞以免下雨。注意到呢，我们后面的子句呢，我们没有加上 but OK, although the weather is niceBut I'm going to, OK, 这个 but 呢必须要删掉， OK, 你只能选一个。所以一样的句子我们可以换句话说，我们可以说 The weather is nice right now, but I'm going to bring an umbrella, OK, 如果我们没有 although 的话，我们就可以使用 but, 这两个词可以代换的。那除了 although 之外呢，要表示虽然哦，我们呢可以使用其他的字，比方说像是 despite, 或是呢 in spite of, 或是呢 regardless of, OK, 后面呢我们可以加上 the fact that, 再加上我们要说的这个事情， OK, 这个呢也是虽然的用法。
That's right. So, for example, we can say, despite the fact that he's vegetarian, Greg doesn't judge other people for eating meat. Or, regardless of the fact that he's vegetarian, Greg doesn't judge other people for eating meat. So, it's quite simple. You just replace although and though with these words as well.
OK, 除了刚刚呢，我们看到 though, although, 以及这个 despite of, regardless of 等等这些用法之外呢，表示虽然我们还可以用 while, OK, while 这个字也可以用来表示虽然。OK, while every relationship has its hard times, some couples fight a lot more than others. OK, 虽然每段关系都有它的低潮，但是有些情侣比其他人争吵得多。在这边我们 while 呢，在中文里面一样翻译成虽然。
Mm-hmm. All right, so it says Christmas is not a public holiday in Taiwan. Public holiday just means a day where the government basically lets you have the day off. Everyone has the day off.
Yes.
So, yes, we love public holidays. So instead of saying public holiday, we can also use national holiday, okay? Mm-hmm. Because it's a holiday within your whole nation, within your whole country. So again, national holiday and public holiday is a day where the government decides that people all across the country can have a day off. So yes to national holidays, yes to public holidays. I personally think we need a little bit more in Taiwan.
Yes.
Yeah. So for example, we can say Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday became an American national holiday in 1983. So It means that on his birthday, everybody has a day off. Okay. Now, it's a little bit different when you use vacation. Okay. We can't say Christmas is not a vacation in Taiwan, okay? Mm-hmm. That's wrong, because vacation means that you yourself decide when you want to take time off, okay? So it's like saying you'll want a few days off in November, okay? You might take 3 days off. That means you're on vacation, or even for school. If your school has... You know, we have the Christmas. No, we don't have Christmas. We have the winter. Sorry.
Yes.
The winter time. After your final exams, you have the winter off. Or after your the summer, you have the time off. That's called a vacation. So it's a little bit different when you use public holiday and vacation. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in the United States, we use vacation when you decide to take time off. But you might also hear the word holiday as well. But that's more for the UK or the English people and the Europeans. They like to use the word holiday instead. So, for example, I could say, I'm going on a 2-week vacation to Vietnam. I can't wait to explore the country. So, again, you could say, I'm going on a 2-week holiday to Vietnam. I can't wait to explore the country. This means that you're taking time off yourself. It's not decided by the government.
I also want to go to Vietnam for a 2-week vacation.
I know, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And it should be really nice, too.
Yeah, the weather.
I know. Yeah. What kind of job can give me a 2-week vacation? We want to know.
OK, 好，所以呢，在句子的后半呢，我们前面看到，虽然圣诞节在台湾不是一个国定假日，后半呢，我们讲说，但是 OK， 在这个台湾有各式各样的圣诞节的庆祝活动。那在这边各式各样的呢，在我们例句里面呢，我们用的这个 a variety of， 后面呢，我们搭配的是复数的名词。那除了 a variety of 之外，你也可以说，比方说 various， 或是呢 diverse， 或者是呢，你也可以说 all kinds of， 或是呢 all sorts of something。我们可以造一个例句哦 ，You can find all kinds of food at this market. I love shopping for rare ingredients here. 你可以在这个市场呢找到各式各样的食物。我喜欢在这里购买少见的食材。OK， 表示各式各样的，我们就可以使用这些用法。
And you can also think about traditional markets in Taiwan.、Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of foreigners that come here, they might think, "Wow, there's a lot of diverse fruits and vegetables here because they've never seen like, let's say, dragon fruit before、
yeah.
or passion." fruit before, right? Mm-hmm. So for them, we can say, you know, a lot of the markets in Southeast Asia are very diverse, where there's various fruits and vegetables、mm-hmm. to see. Okay, let's move on to our second sentence.
Okay, 在我们第二个句子呢，就要看一些这些各式各样的活动是哪一些活动呢？举例来说，在新北市的耶诞城，以一些活动为特色，包括音乐会、灯光秀和圣诞市集。
Says, for instance, Christmasland in New Taipei City features a number of activities, including concerts, light shows, and Christmas markets. So I've heard about this before. I think it's in like the Banqiao area.
Yeah, yeah,
right? Yeah. I know that it's very, very Christmassy there.
Yes, yes.
It's really nice. So if you do want to have a little bit of the Christmas spirit, I think it's really nice to visit. But let's take a look at our grammar point here. We can use for instance or for example. And we use this when we want to give more details about something, especially about what we were saying previously. Mm-hmm. So what you would do is you would say for instance or for example, comma. Remember, the comma is really important. And then you write your sentence afterwards. So for example, we can say Sadie has some very ambitious goals. Okay, that's one sentence. And then I want to add on to that. I can say, for instance, comma, she wants to become the owner of a large company. Okay, so I'm just adding to the fact about her goals. I want to add more details about why she is ambitious or what kind of goals does she have.
好，所以呢，举例来说，我们可以说 for instance 或者是 for example。注意到我们后面要加上一个逗号，再加上我们要说的这个子句哦。比方说像我们刚刚的这个例句里面就说他有非常多很有野心的这个目标，很多目标。举例来说有哪些目标呢？我们就可以用 for instance。那在后面的句子里面呢，我们要表示什么，以什么东西为特色。比方说 A 以 B 为特色，我们呢就可以说 A feature B。 例如呢，在我们的例句里面，我们就说这个 Christmas Land in New Taipei City features a number of activities。 OK， 这边就是 A feature B。 OK， A 以 B 为特色，或是呢我们也可以说这个 B characterize A。 OK， 或者是反过来 A is characterized by B。 OK， the Himalayan region is characterized by its extremely tall mountains。 OK， 这个喜马拉雅的这个地区呢，它是以什么为特色呢？以这个非常非常高的这些山为特色。 OK， 我们可以使用这两个用法。
Okay, so a while ago, we learned that we can use various or various to say a lot of, okay? Now, we can also say a number of or a few of or some or several to also mean a lot of as well. For example, we can say there were a number of exotic flowers in the market this morning, okay? Or Jonathan studied French for a year, so he knows a few phrases in French. So we know that a number of, a few, some, several just means...a lot of or a little bit of, okay? But be careful not to write the number of, okay? So a number of and the number of, they both mean very different things. When you use the number of, it means that you want to talk about a specific fact or a specific known number, known figure. For example, the number of tourists visiting the town rose dramatically after it was highlighted by a famous travel magazine. Now, this sentence would mean that there is a specific number of tourists, like it could be like 10,000 or something like that. So that means 10,000 tourists visited this town. And that means something completely different than a number of. So remember, a number of just means a lot. We're not too sure about how much or how many, but the number of is something more specific. So just be careful not to mix the two together.
好，那我们继续看哦，这些特别的活动呢，包括演唱会、灯光秀等等哦。那包括怎么样呢？我们就可以使用这个字 include。那 include 呢，在句型里面我们常看到是它不同的形态。比方说，你可以用 including 什么东西加上一个名词，或者是呢什么东西 included。我们呢也可以说 inclusive of something。OK， 举例来说呢 ，the whole cost of my trip to Japan was $50,000 flights included。OK， 包括班机，我去日本花了这么多钱，这些。钱里面包括了我的机票也算在里面。那呢，我们说 flights included， 我们就可以换成 including flights， 或者是呢 inclusive of flights， 这些呢都可以用来代换。
All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Unit 7, Translation, December 12th. Sarah used to spend more than she could afford, which caused her to fall into debt. Only when she broke the habit of overspending did she finally get out of debt. Although Christmas is not a public holiday in Taiwan, there are a variety of Christmas celebrations across the country.For instance, Christmas Land in New Taipei City features a number of activities, including concerts, light shows, and Christmas markets. All right, so yes, luckily for a lot of people, even if you've never been over to the United States or Canada, this is a great chance for you guys to also learn a little bit more about Christmas and to get into the Christmas spirit. And I do think it's really fun to kind of, you know, have a nice break in between summer and winter. Because I know like a lot of Taiwanese holidays, we don't really have anything in between. Our Christmas is basically Chinese New Year.
Yes.
But it feels like a lot long time sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Once you start school and you're like, oh man, I still have half a year for Chinese New Year. So Christmas,
a long way to go.
Yeah, it's a very long time. So I think having Christmas in between is a good kind of break to be like, okay, guys, you know, let's relax a bit.
Yeah.
Let's go look around.
Yeah. So, the more the merrier.
Yeah, I think so as well. So hopefully, maybe we can get Christmas to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We need some miracles.
I know, we need a Christmas miracle. All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Sam.
And we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.